What's your assessment of that, Phil?
We've got in enough good positions to win the game today, and had chances where we needed to, even in the first half, opportunities where we needed to take them, and in the second half, you know, it's got the goal, started great in the second period, and got in so many good positions where we needed a bit of quality or someone just to either pick the right pass to create a chance or stick it in the back of the net when the opportunity arose. And throughout the course of the game, you know, in any game of football, you only get so many opportunities, but we had more than enough today to win the game. And their shot on goal, you know, the goal they scored was you know, really the first effort, you know, I felt they'd had. And we probably chased it a bit, and we've ended up getting beat.
You've had a lot of games in a short space of time. I mean, any reflection on that? Were you a bit weary, a bit leggy? Or
I mean, the only thing I will say that, you know, I picked the team today with three of them who had missed most of the week's training, and I felt in the first half we looked, you know, a little bit a yard off it, and you know, that was my feeling at half time. But I thought second half we raised it, started off great, and you know, really took the game to them and got the goal. And I say, when you get one, you need to kill the game off, and we just ended up looking vulnerable, too vulnerable on the break. And the way to score the second is from a good solid shape about us. And but I felt there was another goal coming. You know, I really did. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be.
Well, all good things come to an end, as they say. You've got to get onwards and upwards now, and you've got an FA Cup replay wedged in between the next game.
Yeah, that's right. No, we've just got to dust ourselves down. We're very disappointed to lose today. And we dust ourselves down, pick ourselves up, whichever way you want to look at it, and go down to Palace on Tuesday and give it the best we can possibly can.
I know throughout the week you've been really big on, you know, you wanted to fully focus on this game, you know, and clearly, you know, didn't want any distraction ahead of the game against Swindon Town before you get set for the replay at Sellers Park.
Yeah, I don't really feel there was any distraction of that game. I can't use that. The reasons I said, I felt maybe we were half a yard off it in the first half, but still had some great moments. Weren't quite our best second half. We lifted it, had chances to score the second, didn't get it, and became too vulnerable on the break for me. And, you know, a game, if you can't win, you take the draw, and we've ended up losing the game.
I know it's a long way to go, but seems a bit of a missed opportunity with all the results kind of going in your favour. Had you won the game today as well?
Well, you can only say that's a good thing, that if you get beat and other teams have got beat, then obviously you've got to say that is a good thing from our point of view. But of course, you know, it's a game, and the balance of it, you know, we should have at least taken a point, you know, really all three.
Is that game management thing there, Phil, in the final minutes? Should you have held on to that point instead of chasing?
Yeah, I mean, it came from a throw down on this side, didn't it? And I need to look at that, where the midfield players were on the pitch at that time, because we seemed to get cut through just too easily. And, you know, we haven't done that this season. We've kind of made sure that we always have had a solid base to either try and win the game or to make sure we don't lose it. And, you know, towards the end of the game, it was, you know, you attack, we attack, and ultimately we've got punished for that.
The game was unusually open, wasn't it? And this season, if anything, especially at home, has been very, very solid and compact in midfield, certainly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously playing the diamond, which they obviously do, you know, it creates opportunities in wide areas for us, which we got in some very good positions, with, you know, Tails and Cluffy on one side, you know, Laurie and James on the other. But equally, they are going to have extra bodies in the middle of the pitch. And at times, and certainly in the second period, you know, that they did outnumber us in there. But it's a case of, you know, can our system dictate to theirs? Can we switch the play quickly? Can we get good crossing positions? I felt we did, but we didn't make the most of those situations we got in.